Welcome to this money meditation to explore an early money memory. The purpose of this meditation is to gain clarity into what's driving our current thoughts, behaviors, and feelings around money. And as we gain that clarity, and as we cultivate a friendliness towards our early money experiences, we have the ability to choose our money responses in a new way. To choose a money response that reflects who we are today. So most of us function on an autopilot way around money. We just automatically react. The market goes down, or there's a sale in the store, or something happens, and we automatically react that way around money. And this meditation offers us the possibility to see that clearly, to see our reactive patterns, and then to create a new way of behaving around money, a new possibility. To free up that energy that is in a stuck place, is in a stuck pattern around money. So for example, maybe there wasn't a lot of money around growing up, and your stuck pattern is that there will never be enough money. And there's a lot of fear around money, and that fear gets projected out for you as an adult. So maybe you don't charge what you should be charging for your services, for example, because there's all this fear around money. Well, as we begin to see that situation more clearly, you gain perspective and the ability to choose differently. So I invite you into a comfortable seat and keeping your back straight, your body relaxed. Your chin parallel to the floor, your legs uncrossed. I invite you to get connected with the sensations of your feet on the floor, the legs against the chair, the feeling of your hands in your lap, and the temperature on your skin. And then the inhale and the exhale. And feeling the rise in the belly on the inhale. And the lowering of the belly on the exhale. Expansion of the belly on the inhale and the contraction of the belly on the exhale. And from this place of presence, recall an early significant money memory. A memory from your childhood, maybe between the ages of 5 and 15. A memory with members of your family. Or maybe there's a memory from school or with your friends early on, but some memory that still produces some emotion for you when you recall it. It could have been the silence, the lack of conversation around money. It could have been just the tension you felt at the dinner table with your family around money. So taking a couple of minutes to recall this early significant money memory And if nothing comes to mind from early childhood, then choose something from adolescence or early adulthood. So inviting yourself back into that story from your childhood, describe the situation. Where are you? Are you inside or outside? What did the surroundings look like? What time of year was it? Where are you situated in the story? Are you in the same room as the other people? Are you sitting or standing? How old are you? Who else is there? Maybe they're not in the same room, but who else is in the adjoining room if you're overhearing conversations around money? Or, as I said, the lack of conversations around money. What are you hearing people say? What are you learning about money from this early memory? And how did you feel when you experienced this situation? What are the beliefs that you concluded around yourself or about money? And how have these beliefs served you, and how have these beliefs not served you? And how are these beliefs still affecting or driving your life today? And I invite you to use your imagination for this next question. Without these beliefs about yourself, who are you? Or without these beliefs around money, who are you? So suspending this belief about yourself that you acquired from this early childhood experience around money, allowing yourself to feel what it's like to be breathing here without those thoughts, without those beliefs around money, without those beliefs around how you are in relationship to money. And without that unproductive belief in this spaciousness, this vastness, there might be an insight or a possible path forward around money that might have little to do with how you've been around money. So allowing yourself to feel into this vastness, the spaciousness of letting go of these unproductive beliefs and being open for something to emerge that might not be something that you're able to put into words. It might just be a feeling around money. Maybe it's moving from a feeling of shame or fear around money to a feeling of ease and acceptance and peace around money or wisdom around money. And you might even ask yourself, what would my actions around money be from this place? The more you can recognize that our actions around money have so much to do with this early conditioning, family conditioning, social, cultural conditioning, the more access we have to undoing that conditioning, the more awareness we have of the conditioning, and the more friendly we can be with how that conditioning transpired. Or the more we can befriend the way we are around money, the easier it is to see things in new ways and to act in new ways, in ways that are more empowering, more productive, more affirming of who you are, more aligned with who you are today. See, so much of our money behavior is just inherited automatically without our say in the matter. And what I'm wishing for you from this meditation is that you're able to see a path around money that represents who you are in this moment. I'm wishing you a sense of purpose, a sense of joy and ease with every aspect of your money. Wishing you well.